Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. Back to a solo episode today. And as I was getting last week's episode ready, I realized I didn't record an intro. So it just may have jumped into the live event. I mean, the title episode was the Activate Your Light event. But as I was releasing that episode, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't jump in and pre-record an intro to lead into the episode. But I mean, whatever. Done is better than perfect, right? If we can all just take a little note of that, because I was like, well, I could go back in and have my editor change it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to leave it. It's fine. Let's just leave it. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode, I did. It's the live event with me and Jessica Zweig for the Activate Your Light event. It was a beautiful room of community. There's about 50 women there, like a fireside chat, open conversation, Q&A with Jess. It was just a really powerful night. This is like event season, I feel like, in the fall and in the spring, at least here in Michigan. There's a ton of women's events happening. And yesterday was another event I got to be a part of. I got to speak at. It was called the Empowered Moms event. It was local here in Michigan. Maybe if you are listening, maybe you were there. And if you couldn't attend, that is absolutely okay. There's more events coming, and I'm pretty sure she's going to do another one next year. And it's of, if you're not familiar with what it is, if you're not local, it's just a women's full day event. We got there, started at 10. I think it ended around 3 or 4 o'clock. And there's multiple speakers. There's a lot of shopping, different vendors. I got my hair glitter put back in yesterday because I lost from the last event. I had some put in, and they just kind of just, you know, shed with your natural hair cycle. So I got some more of that. I got a B12 shot. So it was great. And I needed the B12 shot. And I will tell you why. Saturday night, the event was Sunday, so this comes out on Tuesday. The event was Sunday. Saturday, I had a pretty massive headache. Like I was struggling. And that day we had a couple soccer games, and I actually had to stay home from one of the soccer games because I was just feeling ill. I was not feeling good, not like contagious sick, but I had this pounding headache. I was off, man. And I'm like, if I go out to the soccer field and I am just like doubled over in pain because I'm just not feeling very well, that's not the move, right? So I laid down, and that night we actually had dinner with friends downtown, and we had the Nico Moon concert. If you guys haven't listened to Nico Moon, okay, even if you're not a country girl, that's okay. His songs, this man has so much joy in all of his music when he performs. It's just incredible. And we got into his music a couple years ago, and they're just vibey. It's got a little like islandy reggae to some of his songs, and you can just sing along and nod your head, and it really elevates your vibration, truly. And if you're anything like my husband used to be, okay, I will just preface this, and we talk about this. He would say this straight up if he was. He actually wants to come back on the podcast. He's like, when are you going to invite me back on the podcast? I'm like, whenever you want. We live together, man. Like, you tell me when you want to record. So he's like, okay. So he'll be coming back. I did one episode with him outside of Destined to Be, right, that we co-hosted that show together. But he wants to come back. I digress. He would always say, back in the day, like this was years and years ago, he's like, if you listen to music, like, you're lame, right? Like, you should only be listening to books and podcasts and like all that kind of stuff. And I grew up dancing and I taught dance fitness for over 10 years. Like, and that was a huge chunk of my life. And I would just vibe. Like, anytime I got on the stage to teach a class, you could just feel the music moving through your body. You feel your energy shift. It's really incredible. So now that he's done a lot of his own healing work and he's kind of, you know, coming back into all of that, he's all about the music all of the time. He loves Nico Moon. So we went to his concert on Saturday and my headache was still going strong. I did it. Like, I went because I'm like, we've had these tickets for months. I'm not going to go. But I knew I had this event in the morning that I was speaking, and I was the first speaker outside of like the opening, like welcome, you know, introduction. And I was the first one to go on at 10:30. And I'm like, I got to be on my A game. Like, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to take, you know, I took a little Motrin and I accidentally took one Excedrin that I had sitting on my nightstand, or I had, my husband handed it to me and I was going to put it on my nightstand to take it in the morning so I could get the caffeine, you know. And I'm not like a huge, if I can do anything holistically and naturally, I will 1000%. Like, a little silky, is that what people call it? Like, it kind of in between. I'm not super crunchy, but I'm not whatever. Like, sometimes you have to do what you have to do. I'm just going to, whatever. Okay. To each their own. If you have your own remedies and whatever, you do you. Okay. It's crazy now that you have to preface this of like, I just took a little headache medicine, and people are like, ah, you got to do it this way or don't do this. It's like, do what works for you. Okay. So if you needed that message today, if anyone was like kind of, you know, whatever, you do you. All right. So I accidentally took the Excedrin at like 11 o'clock at night when we got home, when I was going to take it early in the morning for the next day. And when I tell you, I was up until 5 a.m. I had to be up by 7:30 the latest because I had to get ready and leave my house by 8:45. That means I got about 2.5 hours of sleep before a huge event that I was speaking in a room with 100 women. So that was fun. And I was so angry. Like, it got to the point, because there's caffeine, right? And I physically couldn't fall. I did everything, tried all of the things. Nothing worked. So I ended up finally falling asleep around 5 a.m, got 2.5 hours of sleep, woke up the next day. It has nothing to do with what we're really talking about today. We're going to get into it in just a minute, but I just wanted to set the scene, you know, kind of give a little life update that things just happen. If you want to feel, you know, a little better about yourself, that just sometimes things happen, you know, and you got to roll with it. And that is okay. That is okay. We're all just moving through this thing called life, doing some healing, doing some integration, living your best life, living lower parts of your life. It's all a part of the process. Okay. So if you just need a little reality check, there you go. Stuff happens. Okay. Sometimes things can get misconstrued over social media, and you see people online and you're like, oh my gosh, all these people, they have like this perfect morning routine and everything is like, it's like, no, some things just don't make it on the screen because life moves pretty quickly. And sometimes you just don't have the time to document. Like, I got 2 kids, man. Like, there's not always time to document all of the things, and then you forget, you know? I love documenting, sharing, but it's like sometimes life just moves really quickly and not everything makes it to social media, nor should it, because this is also your personal life. Not everything needs to be available on the screen. Okay. So I don't know who needed to hear that message today, but if you did, there you go. Okay. So yesterday's event, I got to come up with what I wanted to talk about, and it was a really beautiful share that I got to share. Every speaker had about 20 minutes to kind of, you know, present whatever they were presenting. And I was asked to open the space and allow women to drop into their bodies, connect with their vision. I did a lot around intention, giving yourself permission. That's the whole name of my brand. And if you were at the event yesterday, okay, let me just say this. I opened the event not introducing myself as a wife and a mother. I just went right into it. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And that became a theme of the day, because so many women just kind of went into what they wanted to share and were like, I'm a mom too. So if that's you and you were there and you're like, is this lady, I don't know, right? Like, yes, I have 2 kids. I have a 6-year-old and a 10-year-old. I have 2 boys. And sometimes things just happen. Okay. So yes, any boy moms out there, I feel you. Like, yes, it's a wild ride. Okay. But as I was coming up for the idea of what I wanted to talk about, I had so much fun planning this event, because you get you know, 100 women in a room. Some of them I know, some of them I've never met. Some of them we follow each other on social, right? Some of us are complete strangers. And it's really cool to be able to set the tone for the day. So we got up and I, you know, had everyone stand up, kind of shake out any nerves, anxiety. A lot of people had different feelings coming in. We were able to set intentions of what we wanted to get. And there was an underlying theme of really asking yourself what you need. That was like the overall theme of my presentation, I guess. We didn't have like slides or anything. It was just me talking. But that was the overarching theme of giving yourself permission and asking for what you need, first and foremost, from what you need from yourself, because your body is always giving you cues, right? The way we move and process energy is through breath, sound, and movement, right? We can place intention behind that, direct our energy in our bodies where we need it to go, and then we can ask for what we need on how to release it, right? It's a really beautiful practice. It's absolutely free. Like, you can do all of these things on your own. Yes, is it nice to have support and guidance and mentorship around this? Absolutely, because there's accountability and expertise and you're working with professionals. It's, of course, that's like the next level, right? But a lot of these things you can just do. You can do them on your own. And it's incredible. But I was asking the women, I'm like, does anyone get uncomfortable asking for what you need? And it's like, do your hands start sweating? Do you get a little anxiety attack of like asking for what you need? And I brought this into the presentation yesterday. If anybody is watching Nobody Wants This on Netflix, okay? Most of the women in the room are watching it. Hello, who's not watching it, okay? And I shared this and Adam Brody, right? Back in the OC, I love that he's making a comeback. It's so great. I won't give any spoilers if you haven't watched it, but he walks into this bar and there's a woman and she's like, do you have an iPhone charger? And he's like, no, I don't, but give me your phone and I'll be right back. And so she gives him her phone and he comes back and she's like, where's my phone? He's like, your phone is charging at the bar. She's like, you're telling me you just asked a complete stranger for what you needed and he gave it to you? Like, she was like baffled, right? Like, I can't even fathom asking for what I need in such a way, like, what is this teach me your ways type of thing, right? But it can be that simple, right? But it starts within first. It starts asking yourself what you need and how can you show up in your most expressive, fully expressed way, owning a little bit of your weirdness. Like, think back to yourself when you were a kid. How weird were you? And how weird are you now, right? Like, maybe not much has changed. Like, kids are weird, right? You're figuring everything out on how to be a human. Like, you got to figure it out. And for many of us, it wasn't safe to be that weird and fully expressed because we have other people in our lives and people are putting their own beliefs and opinions onto us. And it's like, well, we might not have felt that level of safety to be able to ask for what we needed or to express how we were feeling because we felt, you know, we were inconveniencing somebody. We felt like our emotions and feelings were too big that other people couldn't handle us, right? And then we have adapted those belief systems into our physical bodies and we carry those around today. So that's why it's so important to be able to use somatic practices because we can do all of the mindset work in the world. I love mindset work. Like, it is my jam. My jam. They go hand in hand, right? But if we're trying to push through just from the mind of what we know or what we're trying to change logically, tools we're trying to adapt and integrate, but for forgetting about what's going on below the neck, it's like, oh man, our body is holding so much. So no wonder when we go to make this big move, we start to feel something in our bodies, right? And you're like, well, I don't know what to do with this. So what do many people do? Just kind of, you know, suppress it or avoid it or distract ourselves with social media, shopping, busy work, cleaning, whatever, right? I'm sure you can pick whichever one. Maybe it's a plethora of all of the things, right? Like, you're like, oh yeah, I do that and that and that. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We're not, this isn't like playing the shame and blame game, right? This is just, that's part of who you are. And when we navigate these things, instead of shaming ourselves for having all of these habits or tendencies or patterns, we can show those parts compassion and forgiveness and love and we can hold those parts and welcome them in a safe way, that we can really start to expand. That's really starting to create more space in our bodies, releasing things that no longer serve us, right? You see how it's all connected. All of these things are available to you. They're all available. They're right here. If you choose to lean in just a little bit, lean into your weird a little bit today, lean into your fully expressed self, lean into your authenticity. And if you're not sure how to do that, I'm going to walk us through a little bit of the exercise that I did yesterday. And if you're looking for the added support of somebody to hold the space for you, not only me, but other women where you can have in-depth conversations, feel no judgment. There's no expectation. There's not well, if I do this, then you have to do this. It's just straight love and vibrations, right? Sounding like a hippie, but truly, if that's sounding like in all of these things you're resonating with right now, when this episode comes out, as of now, there's two spots left for my Nashville retreat coming up next month, November 12th through the 16th. That includes 2 months of full support and coaching and mentorship with me going into the retreat and then coming out of the retreat and then a 5-day retreat in Nashville. It's a whole experience. It's all inclusive. All of your meals, accommodations, swag bags, guest speaking, anything that we do, it's all included. You literally get to show up to the house, drop your bags, and just exist in the best way possible. Plus, we do breathwork and sound baths and workshops in manifestation, and Jessica Zweig is coming in as an in-person guest speaker. You get awesome swag bags. Okay, let me tell you, we're going to listen to some live music. We're going to have a higher self dinner. It's like everything you would want all wrapped up into one experience. And when I talk to women, they're like, my husband doesn't think this exists in the world. I'm like, I promise you that it does, because this is the 5th one. Okay, we've done 4 so far. Number 5 is going to be in Nashville this November. So if this sounds like something that you're like, I think I'm on this journey, and I will tell you, I've had calls with women who are thinking about joining us. And it's funny because these women who are coming in, so freaking dynamic, right? Again, what we see on social media isn't the whole thing. The conversations that I'm having with these women, they're like, I'm on this journey and here's what I've experienced and I'm ready to lean in. And I'm like, I had no idea. Let's freaking go. This is incredible. It's exactly what this space is for. It's the blend and the integration of the fun and the sisterhood and the girlhood stuff, where it's like you're in a house together, combined with the somatic practices, having alone time, having curated space in workshops, having a structured flow is how I like to call it. You have so much downtime that you're able to just be and exist. It's like, that's the space that we talk about all the time of I just wish I had some time to blank. This is the time. It's carved out. It's curated for you. It's done. It's done. So if this is something that's on your heart, these spots are going to fill, and then I'm going to be closing the doors. So if this is something that's on your heart, just click the link below in the show notes. It'll send you right to the landing page or website, and then I'll actually put in the direct call link as well. Okay, so if you want to check the website, you can see that below, and then I'm going to put in my calendar link that you can book a call, okay, and we'll chat through all of the things, or just go over to Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and you can see everything there, and you can just DM me. Just DM me that you're like, girl, I'm feeling it, I'm vibing, okay? Love it. All right, so let's get into this practice, all right? I'm going to walk you through a very mindful, a very demure practice today. Okay. So you can do it if you're driving. Just don't close your eyes. All right. That would not be ideal. But if you're at home or if you're around the house, you can take 5 minutes and just sit. You can do this while you're walking. Just create some space. Okay. So even if you want to put a song on in the background, if you have I don't know if everyone's probably listening to this on their phone, but if you have a computer open and you want to listen to a song while you're doing this, you can just put on some vibey music, something with no words on it, right? It's beautiful. Okay. So if you're in a space that you can close your eyes, you can close your eyes. Okay. And just take a couple deep breaths in through your nose. So just, my nose is a little stuffy, but in through your nose and exhale. And just do a couple more of those at a pace that feels really supportive, really in flow. If you're in a space that you can make noise while you're doing your exhales, this is your space. I can't hear you. Maybe nobody can hear you. Okay. So as you're breathing and just dropping into your body, imagine yourself releasing anything that makes you feel like you have to hold back in your life. Any part of you that wants to come out and be more expressed. Inhale all of the things that you want to come forward, exhaling anything that's no longer serving you or you feel like it's holding you back. Okay. And I want you to focus on any intention. Maybe it's your intention for the day, for the week, for the rest of the year, for the month. Just allow yourself to settle in and focus in on what it is that you're calling forward, what it is that you're stepping into, what you want to lean into, what is it that you want to claim? How do you want to set the next 2.5 months of the year? What does that look like for you? And it could be just being more present or more focused. You're looking for just to feel clarity in your body. Could be anything. Okay, this is your intention. There is no right, there is no wrong, there are just what is. And this is the beautiful part about your intuition is that this is now coming forward. If you have the space to listen, you can tune in, okay? I want you with your eyes closed, okay, just in your own pace of breathing, focusing in on your present day self, visualizing how you want to show up, what do you want to receive in this next season, how you want to unlock more of your authentic self. Just allow yourself to extend the visualization of who that person is. And as you do this, I want you to keep an open heart and an open mind. And if you feel any energy stuck into your body, breathing some air into that space. So if you do a very short body scan, just bringing attention and awareness all the way through your feet and your toes, up through your legs, into your knees, into your legs, into your hip center, all the way up through your abdomen, through your spine, lower back, into your chest. We love to hold anxiety in our chest as women. All the way up through our shoulders, noticing if there's any tension and tightness, all the way up to the back of your head, all the way up to the top of your head. Make sure not to skip over your jaw. We love to hold energy and tension there as well. Just noticing if there's any tension as you bring awareness to these parts of your body. And if there are, as you're listening and taking your breaths in and out, inhale, sending air into that space, into your body. So if it's in your chest, inhaling air and just holding it in that chest to that heart center, filling it with air. And then releasing, right? Open mouth, exhale, feeling that air move through your body, okay? And as you're breathing at a comfortable pace, I just want you to start imagining yourself unlocking those parts of your body as you breathe in, just moving that air through all of the spaces. Inhaling, exhaling, imagine the tightness, the stuck energy just starting to flow and release through your body, expanding and releasing. Beautiful. Okay. So as we come back to that visualization, what does that really look like? How is she showing up? How is she showing up today? If you can hold a mirror in front of your face, you don't have to do it right now, but if you can visualize a mirror in front of your face, what do you see? Okay. Holding that image in your mind, bringing it together with the more expressed version of you. If you could step more into your authentic self, what would that look like? The version of you who is bold and weird and free and unapologetically you. She's fully expressed. It's you, just a more expressed version of yourself. And as you're visualizing this person, it doesn't have to be all external, right? She could be wearing a different outfit, right? Beautiful. Her hair could look different. But the internal state, how is she carrying herself? How is she having conversations? How is she moving through life? Who is she surrounding herself with? This is the version of you I want you to visualize and hold in your heart center, see in that mirror in your mind. Now, as you're looking at her and feeling her energy, start to feel her energy, bring in to your heart space one more part, and that's your younger version of yourself, your little girl. Maybe she's 7 or 8 or 5 or 10. And what does she see? Right? What kind of energy is radiating from her? Allow this little girl self, this younger version of yourself, to witness her. And you can tell her, we did it. Like, we're doing it. We're living our dreams. We're creating our vision. We're becoming more expressed, more free, more fluid, more in flow. We're coming back to the parts of yourself that maybe you've tucked away or shut down because she was too much and she was too loud and she was told to be quiet and she was told to sit over there, that she should just be seen and not heard. Maybe nobody knew how to deal with her big emotions, so she ended up just putting them away for a later time. And now you're going to tell her that it's safe to bring this forward. It's safe to bring these parts forward. And I want you to feel that in your body. And take a few more deep breaths in, just at your own pace, just in through the nose, out through the mouth, and allow herself to witness that, creating the space for her to be present, for you to visualize what the next 3 months of your life is going to look like. Maybe it's a week, maybe it's just today. This time frame is open to your interpretation of what feels good to you. Just check in with your body. What time frame feels good? Okay? So when you do your check-in and you create this vision and you see your big vision, right? Maybe you're stepping more into this new version of you, this more authentic version, remembering who you are. And maybe it's also combined with this launch that you're creating, a new product, a business, a more present version of yourself as a parent, as a wife, as a friend, as a leader, okay? I want you to bring that vision now into your heart center, into your mind's eye. And I want you to ask yourself what you need in order to bring this version of you into reality. What do you need to create the life that you're visualizing? Is it more self-expression? Is it a conversation? Is it more permission to be free or shift your energy or show up differently? Being seen in a whole new way, using your voice, asking for help or support. Maybe it's showing up to more events if you were there yesterday. What is it that you need first and foremost from yourself? And then what do you need? What kind of support system do you need in your life? And allowing yourself to now feel it in every part of your body, you're now creating the feeling as if it's already happening. So allow yourself for a moment to sit in that feeling. What does it look like? More importantly, what does it feel like? Because you can visualize until, you know, for forever. But if we're not connecting the feeling with the visualization, we're missing a huge piece. Okay? So take one more deep breath in. Thanking yourself for dropping in with me this morning, if you made it, or this afternoon, or whenever you're listening, if you've made it this far. And just take a little note, okay? Take a little note down. This is your space. If you have your notes app open on your phone, or if you have a journal or a planner or a notebook, just ask yourself, what do I need from me? And can you give it to you? Okay. Can you actually give it to you? And this is your intuition now coming forward. When you clear your mind and your space and your energy, those voices will come forward. You'll have that gut knowing. As women, this is one of our superpowers, right? And I say this all of the time, like, we have the ability to create other humans. So why are we not listening to the beautiful universe that's created inside of our bodies, right? We love to turn that part off, right? And do like the busy work and the tangible things and make the moves. And we need all of that 1000%, or else we would just be kind of existing, right? Like, we got to be moving the needle forward. That's taking the aligned action. But are you giving yourself the space and the grace and the compassion to be able to ask yourself what you need first and foremost? And then allow yourself to ask something outside of you for some type of support. And it might just be asking your husband or partner or somebody to pick your kids up from school one day a week because you just need a little time, right? This is now bringing it back into the tangible. Maybe you need support in your business and you're like, I'm kind of stuck here. I would love to just chat with you and have some, I would love to just chat and get some ideas, right? What do you think about this? Maybe it's having a conversation, right? That is something you can ask for. Okay. So this is all open to your interpretation, to your unique footprint into the world. I can't tell you what it is that you need from yourself, right? Or you need from somebody else. Now, if we work together in a one-to-one capacity for any of the women coming on the retreat, we're in container for 2 months. And this is the type of practices that we do, but it's all individually tailored to what you need, right? So we sit together on a monthly call and we go through all of this. We unlock different parts of yourself. We allow you to have the space to channel that intuition. Now we're getting into some of the deeper stuff, right? Some people like to call it woo-woo. I mean, this is like ancient history that's coded in our bodies. That's how I look at it. And now we're just kind of streamlining and fast. I don't like to use the word fast tracking, but like we're going deep with intention. And it's so beautiful. Right now it's tailored one-to-one individually for you. And then you get to experience all of the women who've also been doing this work for 5 days together. So it's truly a transformational, incredible, magical time to be a part of this opportunity and experience to get all of this in a 2-month time frame. Truly. It's one of the most powerful things I've ever done. Okay. So that's just kind of a taste of some of the work that we do in retreat, at events, at workshops. I am looking to plan the next October Mind, Body, Breath workshop as well. I'm in chats with the Ohana ladies to see if I can, get a date scheduled. Because you guys, our soccer schedule is out of control. Okay, we have 2 kids and we have like 4 to 5 teams between these 2 kids. It's insanity. Okay. But I'm working on it because they're one of my favorite things, to be honest with you, like to be able to sit in a space with all of these women. It's everything. Okay. You can see how hype and passionate I get about it, but all right, that is all I have for you today. Thank you so much if you join me on that practice. If you're somebody that resonates with the Nashville retreat experience, 5-day retreat with 2 months of one-to-one coaching, individualized support, mentorship, and accountability, I would love to open that conversation. I'm taking only like one more week or two of calls before I close the container and we move forward because it's November 12th through the 16th in Nashville, Tennessee. And click any of the links below or head over to my Instagram. And that's all I got for you guys today. This was such a beautiful episode and I love it. I'm obsessed. If you guys are listening, we haven't connected yet, please just drop into my DMs and leave a rating, leave a review. Like that's truly how this show grows. I'm going to be spending some more time pouring into the podcast and creating new elements of this community. It's going to be really exciting. Okay. So if we're not already Instagram friends, head on over there, drop me a DM. I would love to hear your thoughts and just really anything. One of the girls at the event was like, my intention is to make friends. And I'm like, girl, same. Like everyone was like, yeah, like we come to these events and join communities. Cause like, yeah, we want more friends who are in alignment with us. Like it's really cool. So, all right, that is all I have for you today. I will see you guys next week. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.